But we cannot forget who we are or where we come from. I have dreamt of a unified Japan with modern coding.
I think I reversed the order of those two, but that's all right. Jolly good.
I lie. It's General Custer.
10,000. You understand this number?
I understand this number.
I forget the line. Is that the line?
That's the line, dude. Too many mind. Mind a sword, mind a grass, mind a people. No mind.
Go ahead.
You have told me your name. I have told you mine. This is a good conversation.
The Matrix.
Jurassic Park, dude. You're an idiot. All right, no. Today we're talking The Last Samurai. We know it's in the episode title, but we still like to give you guys the quotes and see if you can guess it without reading the title.
So thanks for playing along. Welcome back, by the way.
Welcome back.
You know a lot of this movie. How many times have you seen this?
Dude, not as many times as I've seen Gladiator, but I've seen this probably like 20 times.
Respect.
Give or take five or 10. I think this is up there, dude. I think this is like a top five all-time movie. Right, if I were to just list off the top of my head the top five, you got Gladiator.
Okay.
You've got The Rock, with Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage.
Yes. Classic.
And you've got The Last Samurai, dude.
Okay, that's pretty strong. What did we have there? That was, one was Gladiator, two was The Rock, three is Last Samurai. That's your top three movies of all time?
I don't know. There's others that are up there, dude. I should probably put The Matrix in there. Maybe it's number two or three.
Okay.
Probably number three for The Matrix. And I'm certain I'm missing a great movie out there, but yeah, we'll just go with those four.
So basically, it needed to be between 1999 and 2005, and then you're good.
Yeah.
Or 96. What makes this movie so good?
Dude, a lot of things make this movie good. They had great actors, right? Like all those people, everyone who played a key role, all their characters fell into place. The writing was great. There wasn't any wokeness. Maybe you could say there's some you could pick and choose, but it wasn't like, I would just say there's no wokeness, which is huge. And dude, I think it explored an awesome culture, right? We always talk about the ancient Greeks as being one of the greatest civilizations of all time. I mean, dude, samurai are right there with them. As far as achieving some level of greatness in a civilization, they're at the pinnacle right next to the ancient Greeks. And yeah, it explored those ideas of honor, how much they value, I mean, honor more than their life, right? If they dishonor themselves, they take their own life because they would rather, maybe you could say they'd rather die with their honor or not live without it. And then it was also cool and fun to watch, right? Like the action scenes were cool. The story was good. It was tragic, which is always the best way to tell a story, make it a tragedy, and it's automatically boosted by like 7 points. Are you also obsessed with this movie, or is it just me?
I wouldn't say I'm obsessed. It's not on my top five, but I do really like this movie. And I was just curious, so I checked Rotten Tomatoes to see what they scored it. 66% by the reviewers and 83% by the audience. And I think this is way above those numbers.
Yeah. Did you know why the reviewers gave it such a low rating?
Why?
I've heard this complaint from someone who's woke. It's because The Last Samurai is a white dude.
Yeah.
That's the complaint, dude. I don't know. I can't.
Well, it's funny.
I can't take it, dude.
It's funny because you've got to do the flip of it, right? You've got to do, what if in Japanese cinema, they had a movie called The Last Cowboy, and it was about... It was about this Japanese guy that travels to America in the final days of the West, and he becomes like a gunslinging cowboy. Would I, as a white dude in America, have a problem with that Japanese film? And my answer is an emphatic no. That would be cool film, and I'd probably go watch it.
Dude, I was just about to say that sounds sick. Especially because it's a Japanese dude that's going to be the last cowboy. Like, dude.
Whoa, shit. Yeah.
Mad respect. He's going to be a badass. Is he like a samurai cowboy? What's going on?
You're saying Hiroyuki Sanada and Clint Eastwood are fighting together as the last cowboys? I'm going to go see this shit.
And then Clint Eastwood dies?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. No, the people who complain about it are like, yeah, white woke people pretending to. Anyways.
We shouldn't care what the reviewers say because they're so off on so many of these movies. And if you ever need to know if they're off or not, look at a movie that got like a 99% critic score and anything less than like a 98 audience score. They love the craziest, weirdest shit. But anyways, this movie's pretty good. I would say especially growing up, it's probably a good like boy growing up. up movie too. Like that's, I'm just saying, like that's probably why it clicked for both of us when we saw it in 2003 or 4 or 5 or 6.
That's a good point.
You know.
That's a good point, dude.
Not a ton of plot depth. Some plot depth, but a hero's journey, a faraway, you know, adventure in another culture. Samurai, obviously, you hit on as, you know, you put them right up there with, like, knights. Knights and samurai, right? That's, like, the coolest two, some of the coolest, like, cultural times and histories and stuff, especially if you're a guy in, like, action movies, right?
Right. Yeah, I've also got to say, like, probably all of what I know of samurai comes from not just that movie, but movies and games or other media, right? Like maybe some TV show or something.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of other times I've learned anything about samurai. I mean, my understanding is that that's pretty accurate. The movie was, I mean, I'm sure it's romanticized, but yeah, I think it's an accurate depiction of, you know, their valuing of honor, their level of discipline, what they believed in, how they acted, behaved.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everything in Hollywood is Hollywood, not real life, right?
Right, yeah.
Whenever you know a specific field that Hollywood touches, like say you work in construction and they show some stuff in construction, it's like hilarious because they get some things wrong, right? But
right.
What are they really trying to capture in feudal Japan, right? Probably these concepts of honor and warrior and some other things like duty to the village, a way of life vanishing and being replaced with guns.
Right.
Stuff like that. Have you seen the show Shogun?
Dude, I recently canceled my Hulu subscription, but I saw like the first 4 episodes.
Ew.
It gets better?
Not really. It gets a little worse. First 4 episodes are the best. It's actually been really disappointing.
Yeah, I don't like the main character.
Really? Tominaga?
The white dude?
Oh, yeah. John Black.
Yeah, he's just... I just can't take him.
Why?
I don't know what it is about him, dude. He's just such an idiot. I think it's that he's an idiot.
Is it because he talks like this? Should we get some mutton for the dinner? That would be great to mix with some chives.
Yeah, he talks like he's retarded, dude. Does he come off as a little retarded?
Yeah, a little bit.
Not like good retarded either. Not like autistic.
Yeah.
Just like annoying, stupid.
Interesting.
Not retarded. Probably not retarded. Just really, really, really stupid.
Yeah, but even this show, like Shogun is mostly really good, but there are some just unbearable woke parts of it. Like at one point you have, like they're smuggling these women out of the city and then they pop out of like these little crates, right, that they're being smuggled out of because there's this attack. And so this convoy that's smuggling these women out gets attacked. And the women just grab these like long spears and then they're just like fighting all of these samurai with these long spears and like cutting them down.
Yeah, I think
basically
I saw that.
Basically saying that these guys that did nothing but like work and discipline themselves as like these warriors are being cut down by like untrained.
Yeah, there were some, yeah, I noticed a few different woke things in the show. I mean, that's the problem you get. I still think the show was interesting for the same reasons. Well, some of the reasons that I described as Last Samurai for being interesting, which is just a look into like the culture or what I think is accurately depicted from it. Right, like their sense of meaning that they attach to words. I remember there was like, you know, one episode or one scene where they talked about, or not where they talked about, but the main character said, like, don't touch this decaying bird or you'll die.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they took it very literally, where we can sit here and say, like, that's so stupid. Why would you do that? But, you know, from their perspective, it's like, it is so stupid. Why would you say that? Right? Like, that's what they're thinking. Like,
yeah. Like, he must
everything,
have a reason for saying.
Either that or it's just putting weight to our words. So we don't just say stupid shit all the time. Right? Like, choose your words carefully because they matter. And I don't know, dude. I thought that was an interesting concept and an important concept, right? We've talked about it before with laws, right? And legislation and this idea, pretty sure Milton Friedman talked about it, but this idea of like, you know, if you create thousands and tens of thousands of laws that are meaningless, you're going to bury the important laws in meaningless laws. And so all of it gets ignored, right? People don't follow any of them. And I think that's true with many things, not just legislation, but, you know, anytime you have a bunch of meaningless things, right? It's the same when I get emails, right? If I'm doing business with someone, I get 10 spam emails and there's one that's important. Like, yeah, I didn't see it. It was all spam, I thought. But what do you want me to do? Read all 11 emails and look for the one that's important? Just send me one email.
Right.
And so I kind of relate all these, that concept back to what I saw in the show, which is, you know, your words carry weight. So don't say something that's stupid. And that would kind of be refreshing, I think. I'd have to retrain myself, but I thought it was a cool idea. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something about this it's one of the most rich settings for a story, right? It's like, why are we drawn to it so much?
Samurai.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it seems like it's a mutual respect, right? I mean, us to Japanese samurai culture, yeah, the Japanese love like modern Western civilization and culture too, right? Like like you said, the cowboys, like I'm pretty sure they love that stuff. And so I feel like it's this mutual respect for, like, we both acknowledge it's a totally different way of doing something, but it's not wrong, right? Even though and maybe there's a lot of similarities between the cowboy and the samurai. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the closer comparison is like Western feudalism, right? Like knights and that type of thing, which is another area that we continue to go back to for like stories and things like that. You think about like King Arthur and that time frame and things like that being the basis of really like a lot of Western myth. And then in the modern era, like us growing up, Lord of the Rings was as big as any other franchise. And since we've been adult, Game of Thrones has been as big as any other franchise, right? And that goes back to our feudal period, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it does also tie into the West as well. Like that seems to be like a trifecta of great settings for a story. I do wonder, just like a cheap answer could be like, those are easy things to film. Like a Western is like a great thing to film because you can go out in the desert and you can have gun battles where two guys whip out revolvers that shoot blanks and then one guy shoots a ketchup packet on his chest. And for medieval stuff and samurai, like you can actually have interesting choreography instead of modern times when one guy just gets blasted away by an AK-47. But I do think, like you're talking about, there's something about the honor or the culture or something about like the social dynamic that makes it a good area for stories.
Yeah, I mean, even if we remove the whole story aspect from it, right? Like young men, I think, look up to or stand in awe of these types of civilizations or these types of things. And I mean, yeah, maybe it's just because they've created something that's great, a great civilization, something that everyone would want to be a part of if they could. I don't know what it is, but it's more than just the movie, right? Like it's cool, even if I haven't seen any movies, if I've just heard about it, right? Through a story or through word of mouth or whatever. And then it also, I think a side effect is it translates into good stories or good games or whatever.
Yeah.
You have a favorite scene from Last Samurai?
Yeah, the last battle is really good. I like that whole, I remember a lot of that. the one that comes back to me the most in my mind is the one of him training outside and keeps on getting knocked down.
Yeah.
And getting back up and then getting, you know.
When they take bets?
Oh.
Are you talking about with the wooden swords?
Yes. When they're sparring.
When he's in the rain? Swords.
Yeah, in the rain, and he keeps on getting beat down. And he keeps on getting back up, and I think that's basically when he wins over their hearts, right? When they decide informally that, yeah, we'll train him as a samurai. Or he's worthy to become a samurai maybe someday.
Right.
Do you have a favorite scene?
That was a good one. Dude, I think my favorite's pretty early on. It's when he ends up getting captured in the first battle. When he tells, tells whoever it is, Omura, like, yeah, the army's not ready. We can't march. They send him anyway. And then I think he unloads his pistol. It's a little unrealistic, I guess, because he like kills 5 samurai. After he runs out of ammo, he like pulls out his saber and kills some samurai.
Yeah.
But that's okay, you know. And then, yeah, he's pretty much totally defeated. He's using like the flag to fight them off. If you remember this, he's surrounded and then he's totally defeated. And then the one samurai in the red armor comes up to finish him off and he stabs him in the throat in the opening of his armor and kills him. And then just pretty much gives up like he knows he's dead, right? Tom Cruise is what I'm talking about. And then the head samurai is, you know, tells them all to stop and then they take him as a prisoner. I don't know why I thought it was a cool scene. It's just, yeah, cool, fun scene. I also think it's interesting, like, he goes for this last kill, right? The samurai probably, I don't know what they think of that. They thought he was defeated.
Yeah.
And later in the movie, I can't believe I'm forgetting the main samurai's name, the head samurai, Hirohito or something. Katsumoto, that's his name. Not Hirohito.
Yeah, I think that was a different guy.
Katsumoto later on says that the guy in the red armor had a good death. Which, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just makes me wonder what they think of that death. Because as it happened, I thought, like, dang, the samurai are going to be pissed about that.
Yeah.
Because it's not a good death, right? It's not honorable. It was, you know, he was defeated. He should have accepted his execution, essentially, is what I imagine samurai might say. But, and this goes kind of to that conflict of views or morality or whatever we want to call this, but culture. But the Western, you know, Tom Cruise's ideology in the sense is, you know, no, I'm not dead until I'm dead. And you shouldn't have assumed that I was defeated if you don't want me to kill you. Right? Like, that's the mentality he's taking.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really like that scene. I thought it was interesting.
That is interesting. This is a rare Tom Cruise role.
In what sense? What part of it's he's, like, learning about a different culture? Kind of playing, like, the... I mean, I guess he's the hero still, but...
He's always the hero, I think. I think normally he's, like, almost, like, cheesy levels of, like, the rock star guy, right?
Yeah.
This one, he gets bumped back. He's, like, an alcoholic coming out of the Indian Wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And obviously him, like, getting broken down and then growing back up. He always has, like, some type of, like, savior thing going on where he has, you know, he's not going to let himself, you know, play one of the main characters that, like, turns evil or something like that. But it's just a little bit different than most of his movies. I think most of them did some rom-coms, some, like, lawyer type ones where he was, like, a hotshot. I don't know. It's a good role for him. I like him in this movie.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it was more of, like, I don't want to say supporting. But I know what you mean, dude. He's not like the front and center leading the entire movie, right? I mean,
right.
His role is learning from the Japanese, coming to respect and appreciate them. And then, yeah, he has a leadership role amongst them. But the fact that he's adopting so much from the samurai, it's not as typical movie.
You know what this also gets back to?
Hmm.
Our theme in sci-fi about how you have to have some type of like saber-like weapon. You have to have like a lightsaber or what was it called in Red Rising? It's like a razor, right?
A razor.
But yeah. there was another name for it or whatever. But like I think it's also the fact that this part of the sadness is I think about warfare and how warfare had moved from what was sometimes an honorable, what people viewed as an honorable event. You know, you have a billion opinions on all of that, but an event where people were actually who did the fighting were like standing there right across from another guy with a sword, right? To now it is something where we have guns and we're shooting at people from a huge distance and there's huge technology mismatches between one man and another.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is just, it's more of a whimsical thing than in reality, because I think in the reality, you always exploited any type of technological edge that you had, right? Like the Romans were probably going against people with like leather armor, and they probably, the difference between a Roman with like iron armor or steel armor or whatever it was, and some guy in leather armor might have been just as much as a guy with a rifle versus a samurai, right? Maybe not always, but you know what I mean with that.
Well, especially with a muzzle-loaded rifle.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, dude, imagine going one-on-one versus a samurai and he's in the open field and you just have a muzzle-loaded rifle. That'd be like the most intense athletic attempt of your life. You've got like two shots.
Yeah. Well, the question is, do you shoot early to try and give yourself a third shot? Or do you wait to make your tube count?
I don't know, dude. I don't know how people stood in lines and shot at each other. It's insane. I still don't think the math works on that. Like, I still don't think it makes sense.
Standing in line and shooting?
Yeah, everybody says it's because they were so inaccurate, right? But if you have a gun that can only shoot 50 meters and you only have a 5% chance of hitting someone, and they have a gun that can shoot 50 meters and only has a 5% chance of hitting someone, that doesn't change whether or not you'd want to use cover.
Right.
Well, I don't know if it ever made sense, dude. I don't. It's one of the things in history that blows my mind.
I don't think it ever made sense, dude. I think it was just something that they told the slaves, whatever we want to call them, the infantrymen.
Peasants?
Yeah. And that was that, dude. Yeah, I don't think it ever made sense. Especially if we say you've got a 5% chance to hit your target. You have, what's the percent chance to hit a wall of a wall? Okay, now make a wall of human flesh. What's your chance to hit? 100%. What are we talking about?
Yeah, I think actually it's probably just more so to do with the fact that you just have to, like, you run into this a lot in, like, military history and history and all that, is, like, it doesn't matter what the efficiency is if you can just put 100 times more people than they can in a physical space at one time. You now own that space, right?
Right. I also think it kind of forced... I think it forced a few things, right? It forces the battle to end a little quicker, probably. I think it also forces a less disciplined army to give up, right? Instead of it being a complete battle of who actually wins, you know, what is winning the battle? Is it killing the most of the enemy, or is it having discipline or like the balls or whatever we want to call it to stand there and not run away when you've got two lines of people shooting at each other?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, conviction, whatever it is. But, and then once they're fleeing, I mean, you've won, right?
Right.
I mean, part of me thinks that makes it like they're testing for something else, right? They're not testing who's the better shot, not testing who's the better, the more fit soldier, who's the more trained or practiced soldier. They're testing who's the more courageous soldier.
Yeah, more resolve on either side. Yeah, I mean, it's not the same thing with the phalanx. You think about that, like, how the hell did that work? And yet it was the best. It dominated the Mediterranean for hundreds of years, right? Pretty crazy. But you know what's also funny about the samurai movies, going back to that, is it's almost always like a bad samurai that is the focus of the movie, right? Like, this is kind of a rare one. Like, it's always a ronin, right? There's always at least a ronin in the movie.
Right.
And so I think part of the interest is not only like having it be an interesting culture and having it be like an interesting time, and like you were talking about, something that people aspire to and these ideals of honor and stuff like that, but it's also, you can play off so strongly against that with a character like a ronin that it actually makes a mark. I mean, what's
Yeah, I mean, ronins are cool, dude. They're like an outcast. It's like a badass samurai who's become an outcast, or who's become a solo. It's almost like a samurai cowboy is a ronin.
It's like a samurai bounty hunter. Yeah,
bounty hunter. You know, a part I didn't like about the movie was it was the final battle, actually.
Really?
I was fine with it up until they said, all right, now we charge through the open field and attack. I mean, I guess I'm okay with an attack, but why are you charging through the Gatling guns through the open field? And maybe you could say they didn't know they had Gatlings. Just why are you charging through an open field?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you flank? Why wouldn't you do something to take out their artillery? You had a ton of time during that battle. Maybe you didn't have the troops. I don't know what the excuse is. No matter what, you don't attack. But maybe they needed the movie to come to an end. I really didn't like the final charge, dude. I hated it.
The pointless death. So you don't believe in pointless death? Oh, come on. That's a Shogun line, dude.
I must not have seen that episode.
I
don't think their deaths would have been pointless if they lost. I think their deaths kind of became a little pointless by charging through an open field against the Gatling guns.
You're saying still try to make like the best military play possible in that.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Cruise even said it, right? The Katsumoto said, do you think a man can change his destiny? And Tom Cruise says something along the lines of, I think a man does what he can until his destiny is revealed to him. Give or take a few words, dude. And then 15 minutes after he gave that great line, they decided to charge the open field. And it's like, dude, that's doing what you can? That's what you can do? Charge the open field? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, destiny goes way better with accepting death than the alternative.
I'm fine with accepting death, but accept death by flanking the back lines and then getting swarmed by the infantry that had to turn around and come back and kill you for killing all the artillerymen or something.
Do you have that gripe with Theoden when he rode out for one final time united with Gondor in the Battle of Helm's Deep?
I don't know if I remember that scene, dude.
When they're trapped at Helm's Deep, and then Aragorn's like, ride out one final time with me.
Didn't Gandalf show up and save them or something?
Yeah, he showed up and saved them, but they didn't know that at the time.
I don't know. I think that's different. You don't think that they...
Yeah, it's different. I think, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I didn't have the same problem with it that you did, but maybe I'll need to rewatch it in more detail.
I just hated it, dude. I mean, it was a good ending. It was a good ending. They had a good ending. I just hated that, you know... They had done so well in the battle, and then, they killed the detachment or whatever that moved forward with the Colonel Algren, I think. Not Algren. Yeah. Algren's the guy, the Tom Cruise's name, the other guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I didn't like it, dude. I didn't like it.
Dude, I would watch one of these movies every week. A movie like this, like a nice historical / historical fiction action hero's journey with like a little bit of twists.
But they don't exist.
But they don't exist anymore.
Dude, I would love one of these movies once a week.
What's the best movie to pair with this one?
What do you mean by pair with this one?
So say you do not want to, you're super tired, you do not want to do anything today. Maybe you had a big past few days and you were going to have a couch movie marathon today. You watch The Last Samurai, what's the best movie to pair with this movie? Afterwards, whatever. Intermission. Then you watch another.
Damn, dude, that's a good question. I don't know what my answer is, dude. I guess the first one that comes to mind is Gladiator, but I don't know. I need to think about that some more. Dude, it's interesting because some movies, yeah, like very easily lead into this, like, oh, we've got to watch this now.
Yeah, I think Gladiator's a good choice for this one.
Is that your choice?
Dances with Wolves is topical. I'm not a huge fan of that movie, but similar time frame, similar theme. I'm trying to think if there's got to be a samurai movie or something like that that I like more than this one, or like
no,
on par with this one.
No, this is the only samurai movie out there.
almost every movie is a samurai movie. Was it like 11? What was
that? 11 Ronin or something? I never saw it.
No, 47 Ronin. I never saw that one either.
All right, this might be a little racist, dude, but Kiss of the Dragon.
I've never seen that.
It's a good one, dude. You probably wouldn't like it. It's heavy on the kung fu, and you hate kung fu.
Dude, I was just thinking about how much I hate kung fu. Because I rewatched Matrix 1, and the whole time I was thinking, this could have been like the best movie for like 50 years. Except they had to do the whole stupid kung fu stuff.
Yeah, you won't like Kiss of the Dragon, dude. It is maximum kung fu. But dude, there's some good scenes in Kiss of the Dragon. What did you do to me? I put a needle in your neck. The other good one might be Inception, dude.
Ooh.
Just because it's got Katsumoto in it.
Katsumoto.
Yeah, he's in Inception, too.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's been in everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it is. It's 13 Assassins.
Never heard of it, dude.
It is 100% action. And I think it's a remake of a previous one, but I forget like the macro story behind it. But the micro story of the finale, I guess, spoiler alert, is these samurai have to basically fight an army. And so they make this entire village into like a death trap. And so all of these like 13 samurai fight to their death. But in the process, it's like Home Alone, but the samurai version and rated R. Basically.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. One of the only movies I owned through iTunes. You remember back when like iPods came out and then iPod minis or whatever came out, and then all of a sudden you could have movies on your iPod, and that was a big deal. And so like the screen is like an inch wide. And I had like two movies, and 13 Assassins was one of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. I gotta watch that movie, dude.
I think it's worth it. I enjoyed it.
Perfect. They're all perfect. Movie.
Spy Kids 2. Okay, Last Samurai.
Nice, dude. Nice. All right. Peace.
Peace.